What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And one of the reasons NASA's budget may be extraordinarily tight has to do with their new disposable rocket called the Space Launch System. Apparently, the rocket needs four engines. Each engine costs $146 million. So we need to find a cheaper source, maybe Roscosmos, or we need to just work on having more competition in rocket engine design here in the United States, because that really is a lot of money for a use once and throw away rocket engine. Okay, more than 70% of jobless Americans did not receive their March unemployment benefits. Apparently, the unemployment system is really messed up. As we mentioned in hour number one, there's a problem with a lot of Americans who are unemployed, who are unable to register for unemployment benefits. Either they can't get through, the offices are closed, or they're simply so overwhelmed they can't answer any more phone calls. Apparently, 70% of jobless Americans did not receive any unemployment benefits. Trump administration is privately projecting a massive spike in coronavirus deaths amid the push for reopening. And, you know, you have the two arguments on each side, dollar signs versus human lives. And it's all muddied by the fact that we don't really have accurate numbers on how bad coronavirus is. In fact, over the weekend, there was a story that CDC reclassified something like 50,000 coronavirus cases as being the ordinary seasonal flu. The U.S. is going to rein in the flood of coronavirus blood tests after false claims and lacks oversight. California counties are set to reopen in defiance of Newsom's lockdowns. This is going to wind up in the court system. Newsom, he's starting to act like that governor over in Michigan where, by golly, I'm the governor and I'm going to do what I think is right. He's closed all the beaches, but a lot of California counties are saying, we're not going to listen. We're not going to listen, and you can't make us listen. Cuomo is offering a path to reopening parts of upstate New York by May 15th as the coronavirus death toll dips to 226. All right, getting on back to the Michael Flynn case, we're still waiting for a final determination from the judge, but apparently the judge is out there, you know, looking at the case here. Meanwhile, another judge, Judge Jeanine, is laying out all the facts step by step on Flynn and the scam done on America. And that's absolutely correct. This is not just a scam on Michael Flynn. It's a scam on the country itself. They railroaded this guy as part of their broader effort to try and find a way to get Trump out of power. And I really hope that Michael Flynn is exonerated by the courts. And Trump is already dropping hints that if the judge refuses to dismiss the charges, that there will be a presidential pardon. And I think there ought to be. But obviously, from Flynn's point of view, exoneration is preferable to a pardon. But he'll take the pardon. All right, we've got a caller on the line, Joe in Houston. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was thinking this weekend about war. And, you know, I'm a 9/11 truther. I'm actually an anti-war protester. But I'm not a pacifist. I mean, I think that, you know, there's rules when you know, I think in our history there was maybe one or two wars that were justified. I mean, the Revolutionary War was justified.
Yes.
Because it was unavoidable. It was in our interest, our national interest, and it was justified. The War of 1812, I don't know. I think that the only good war I could say that's possibly good would be the war against Spain, and that we got so much booty out of it. I mean, okay, maybe the whole Maine thing was wrong, but I mean, we chased the Spaniards out of South America. We got Puerto Rico. We got the Philippines. So, in some of the Mexican wars, we got a lot out of it, whether they're justified or not. But part of the reason I bring this up is that a lot of your callers, and I'm not trying to insult anyone, I'm just saying they're very, it's like war we started some bad wars, you know, with Iran and Afghanistan, yeah. And I've been against them all. But when it comes to this bioweapon with the Chinese, I'm hoping a war can be avoided. Well, they're going to have to pay. We're going to look into this, and they're going to have to pay some kind of a price. And if they don't pay that price, well, sooner or later, it probably will lead to war. But, I mean, it turns out that they locked down all their cities from Wuhan, but were letting people fly out into all the other nations of the world from Wuhan, knowing that they were infecting everywhere. I'm just waiting for the Italians to be outraged, besides the Americans. You know, they knowingly allowed their people to infect the world, you know? And meanwhile, they locked down, you know, Beijing and Shanghai, and then they were hoarding and hogging all the masks and all the emergency equipment, knowing what was coming. And to me, now, I'm hoping we can avoid war with China, but I think that they're going to have to pay reparations, and a lot of people are going to have to be punished. Maybe we can say, look, if you don't get rid of your leadership that was involved in this, you know, there's going to be punitive action, maybe put a quarantine on China. It was their naval blockade. This might lead to hundreds of thousands of deaths in this country, and it might lead, and the economic damage that they've done is in the trillions. And I'm, for one, I think if they don't, like, make recompense, I think a war will be justified. Now, whether hopefully it can be limited, hopefully it doesn't get to war. But I'm not one of these guys that just says, oh, I'm a pacifist. You know, we went in Afghanistan. Therefore, every war we're getting involved in is wrong. I don't think so. I think that, you know, in certain cases, China needs to be punished as an example to the world, and also to pay back some form of restitution to the damage they've done to the world. And if that means war, I hope it can be avoided. But and at the same time, there any Americans involved with the Chinese in this aspect of bioweapons, they need to be arrested and put in prison, too. I don't just lay it all easy on the Chinese. I think anybody that has any involvement in this virus needs to be punished. But in particular,
okay, well,
the
so
Chinese
are there.
Pardon me?
When are you enlisting in the armed forces?
Well, I was in the Armed Corps. I was in the Navy. I'm too old. But I'll go work at the Merchant Marine and bring supplies over there. But I lost my security clearance because of my 9/11 activism.
Oh, I remember, so, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've done my part. And but once again, I think that if you're going to allow this to go on without some kind of response, now hopefully war can be avoided, but I think this war is probably going to be inevitable, what's coming with the Chinese. I mean, they're like attacking and trying to muscle our naval vessels out of those islands, the Spratlys, and I don't think it's going to take too much to torch something off with them. And that's
you might want to look at it from their point of view. I mean, there's a reason it's called the South China Sea, and this goes back to the Cairo Compact at the end of World War II. Where basically all of the victor nations in World War II agreed those islands belong to China. And so now everybody wants to renege on the deal. Vietnam wants to renege on the deal. Japan wants to renege on the deal. From the Chinese point of view, you know, they're right and everybody else is wrong. And
my problem is not with the island's ownership. My problem is with them enforcing, violating the ability of vessels to transit that area. I mean, I don't really care about that the Philippines owns it or the Chinese owns it.
They're not,
my attitude, though,
they're
is
not impeding freedom
of navigation.
Joe, they're not impeding freedom of navigation. The only ships that there have been confrontations with are ones that sail inside the 12-mile barrier. Now, how do you think the United States would react if, for example, a Chinese ship were to sail the channel between Catalina Island and the mainland U.S.? Now, because it's 29 miles... You know, there is a narrow channel there that's considered international waters.
Well, I think if that's the case, then they should sail them through. I don't think we should allow that because it's international waters. I think that the Chinese harass our ships when they go between Taiwan and China. The Chinese are notorious
about that's still
about,
international waters.
I know, and that's my problem with them is that and that's what's going to cause an international conflict is the fact that they don't allow freedom of navigation in international waters. I think that that's a standard that we should support as a nation. That's what limits war. The ability of, you have your territorial waters, and that's where it ends. I mean, that's part of the problem I find with the Chinese action.
Well, I think I need to get out.
And it's going to lead to trouble. I mean,
yeah, but look who's causing trouble.
Well, I mean, they go and they squat on these islands that are in dispute, and then they claim the waters of their territorial waters.
Hang on, Joe, how can they squat on islands that are their property, according to the Cairo Compact? We're talking about a treaty here.
How's
it in dispute?
That's after the Filipinos and the Vietnamese about that treaty. They haven't given up. It was still in the World Court in The Hague, and it still hasn't been definitively ruled upon. I mean,
Under that same logic, there's a lot of lands in the United States that are still under dispute. I mean, ask anybody in Mexico. They think that California and Nevada ought to be part of Mexico now. Does that, justify them coming on up and trying to take the place over?
It comes to and this is why everything comes down to when you have the muscle, you can keep your sea lanes of communication open. And if the Chinese want to impede our travel through what we consider international waters, then they better have the muscle to stop us. And that's my point about it probably going to lead
your
to
philosophy,
war.
Your philosophy is might makes right.
No, my philosophy is as long as we're following international law, then it's nice to be mighty and strong to be able to like stop people that want to claim things that don't belong to them from taking from you. Just like Mexico. Mexico could say Texas belongs to them, but we're not going to have to take it by force.
Joe, I'm going to drop you if you don't let me talk.
Okay.
You admitted earlier in the show that the problem is that American ships are sailing within the 12-mile territorial banner. So, the border with these islands. So that's not international
waters. I thought they were not. They were in international waters. That would is what they do.
No,
they
China has responded.
International waters.
The U.S. has sailed their warships within the 12-mile barrier, the 12-mile limit, and that's when China reacts. And the same thing with Taiwan. There's an international channel that goes between Taiwan and the mainland, and as long as foreign ships, including the United States, stay there, China doesn't do anything. But when the United States starts sailing close to Taiwan itself or closer to mainland China, then it gets to be an issue. And,
Wrong. What our country's doing in that regard is wrong. But I do support if the Chinese, if we are going into their territorial waters, and they have every right to harass our ships, but I didn't think that that's the case. That's not what I heard. I heard they harass. They are claiming waters beyond the 12 miles as their waters, which aren't, and that's the whole dispute. So you're right. If they are violating their territorial waters, that to me, that's what the issue is. But then you would be right. Our ships are in the wrong. But that's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that the Chinese are claiming waters that aren't theirs as and their international waters. That's why we're trying to maintain
Excuse me? Do they call it the international sea?
Well, you can call it anything you want. I mean, the Gulf of Mexico, but we have a ton
China
of that.
Sea. It's called,
and it's
the,
called
South
the Gulf of
China
Mexico, and I swim in it all the time off Texas and off Florida and off Alabama. It's called the Gulf of Mexico. That doesn't mean Mexican donut.
Sure, they'll let you go swimming off the coast of the Spratlys as well. Okay.
Well, I'm going to Guyana.
Look at the situation with Iran. Let's look at the situation with Iran, where we're now finding out that when the Iranian ships supposedly harassed the U.S. warships, the U.S. warships were inside an active drill zone that belonged to Iran. They were in Iranian waters where an Iranian drill was taking place. They were informed there's a drill here. They were asked to leave. They refused to do so. So who's provoking who in this circumstance?
Well, I would say the Americans are I'm not saying that everything we do is right. I'm not saying that at all. I know that. I know they're playing games with the Iranians. The Iranians send speedboats at our boats, and there's a it's a tit for tat little game of cat and mouse they like to play over there. I know I've been through there a lot, but that doesn't that's apples and oranges. What I want to talk about is the Chinese and what they're doing, and the fact that sooner or later we're going to end up being at war with the Chinese. And it's probably
you remember that China is a nuclear power, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. I know, but at the same time, we're headed for a, you can't deny the fact that we're headed for a war with the Chinese. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I can. If the United States would remember that our side of the Pacific Ocean is over on the West Coast, you know, with California and everything, and stop sticking our noses into the other side of the Pacific Ocean, war could be avoided.
Well, you know, the bioweapons seem to
what
come
the heck are we doing over on that side of the ocean? You know, what are we doing over there?
I'm not disagreeing with you on that at all. I'm just saying that what the Chinese did is going to cause some kind of retribution, and sooner and we're going to probably be at war
first?
With them.
Who acted first? The U.S. went in and sent their navy over to the other side of the Pacific, basically going into the areas that China and Japan, for that matter, Japan, consider their own. And that, by the way, is a big part of what led to the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Well, we've been keeping sea lanes open for 200 years with our Navy. I mean, that's been one of our objectives.
Why is it our job?
As a big trading partner. Because that's part of our keeping trade open, and we had to fight World War II, and we have a big Navy, and
yeah, but see,
somebody's going to do it.
You just admitted that, you know, as long as people stay in the international waters, the sea lanes of communication are open.
Right. That's what we have to maintain. Okay. That's why we have a Navy. But now it's been used and polluted into a force projection force, but that's the way it is.
Yes.
I mean, we're an empire now. We are an empire. No. Let's face it.
All empires fall. Anyway, Joe, the phone lines are loading up here, and I've given you a big chunk of time, so we're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. Switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up? I just had to call when I heard Joe. Okay. Hey, Joe, you want to go fight? You want kids? I don't know if you got kids. You want to fight? Okay. I don't care if you were in the Navy before. We got no business. Sorry, I was eating some nuts. You got no business over there, Joe. The South China Sea is called the South China Sea for a reason. We need to bring our troops home. We need to bring our Navy home. Take care of our own problems. That's why I'm voting for if Ventura runs. I have a lot of problems with Ventura, especially with his global, with his climate change nonsense. But I will still vote for him because I believe Jesse Ventura will bring an end to this evil empire. And that's what the American empire is, just like any other empire. It's evil. It needs to be ended, and we need to have our great republic back. Okay? We never were meant to be an empire. Empires, by their very nature, are evil. We got no business over there in China. We got no business over there by Iran. We got no business defending Israel or any other country. We got no business in NATO with European business. We got no business in any of that stuff other than protecting our own country. And by the way, I personally, if I was president, I would reduce our military budget by at least 3/4. And we still have enough to blow up the rest of the world if it really came down to it. You mess with China, you're messing with a nuclear power. I believe in a conventional war, either China or Russia would probably kick our butts, because I don't think our troops have any morale left. Good reason. And if you try to introduce a draft, you're going to have holy hell. You're going to have riots, insurrections, mutinies, make the Vietnam War look like a Sunday school picnic. There's no way we can beat either Russia or China. Yeah.
Got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'll come right back to you after these commercials.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I just want to say, Mike, first, another thing, too. I don't believe China purposely launched a bioweapon, all right? If it was a bioweapon, I think Bill Gates and company were in charge, and Fauci. So if you want to bomb somebody, bomb Seattle, because that's what, you know, Seattle's where Gates has his offices and stuff, or Silicon Valley. Because those are the ones who would probably be responsible for this if it was a bioweapon, all right? You don't.
Well, if it was a bioweapon, it's not a very good one.
It wasn't. I'm worried that this is my theory, okay, and then I'm going to hang up. I think these globalists want to cause World War III now. They see their what they pulled with this COVID-19 is now they're losing it, okay? They're not getting through. People are getting wise to Gates, Fauci, everything else. Their next step, now, if they launch something like a weaponized Ebola, it'll hit them too. Okay? They won't be able to hide in their bunkers because people will know where they are, and there'll be enough survivors that'll haul them out. I think their next step is to start World War III, including the possibility of a nuclear war, where they feel they can hide in their bunkers, and once everything is over, they can come back and inherit the earth and turn themselves into robots or whatever else these madmen think. These are psychopaths. And when you go along with this China nonsense, Joe, You're just playing into their hands. That's all you're doing. Okay? That's all anybody is doing. We don't need war. We need peace. We need to stop this stuff. We don't need an empire. Empire is evil. I call it the evil American empire, just like it was before the evil Soviet empire and the evil British empire before that. We need to bring our troops home and become a constitutional republic again. And that's all I got to say, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate
all right, well,
it.
Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to, looks like, Ale in New Jersey. Hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. That Joe is such a warmonger. I mean, I have so many points as I was writing them down. First of all, the U.S., the news, the mainstream media lies and lies through their teeth, and they're hand in glove with the feds. How do we know that they're telling the truth that China is responsible for this virus? And number two, they may have been doing the lab work, but the U.S. funded them. Isn't that
yes.
in the news? Okay.
Yes.
And then the next one is that we owe China trillions of dollars, and this is a way to get out of it. You know?
Yes.
Starting all of this. And this Joe, he wants to start a war. Well, let him go in, even if he's been in the military. Why should I send my family to fight a war that he wants to fight? You know?
Yes.
So that's about it. That's it.
Well, thank you for the phone call, and thank you for the heartfelt commentary. We're going to switch over to Keith Rogers. Hello, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to say that Joe made some good points there, Mike. When the Afghan papers came out that 100,000 civilians were killed, then the Afghan government, or Taliban, or whoever they want to call themselves over there, they should be able to sue America. The same thing when Bush went in there in Iraq, the 500,000 dead children that were starved to death, they should be able to sue for that. And then on top of that, when Bush Jr. went in there and killed over a million, they should be able to sue for that, plus all the crimes of torture and stuff. Then we have Libya, the 50,000 dead there. They should be able to sue for that. Syria should be able to sue for the 300-some thousand dead there. And then we have these continual Central American wars, as well as the millions starved by starvation by the United States under these sanctions there, Cuba included there with all the ruckus they've caused down there since the 50s. And then we get over to the Secretary Pompeo, who threatens the ICC courts for even checking into their war crimes, and the U.S. abiding by international law. That has got to be the biggest joke in the world. And then we have the financial extortions of country after country, the overthrowing of 81 democracies up to the year 2000, and they still ain't done. And these were democratically elected, you know, putting in their fascist dictators like Pinochet and these guys like that, who ruled with an iron fist like that, killing their own people. And what we see in South America and Central America, the so-called shock doctrine that was also used by Thatcher, even tried in Russia, which is what caused Russia to collapse. I think this is what America is going through now, is our version of Milton Friedman's shock doctrine. But if
yes.
everyone wants to get their skin in the game, then America rightly should be sued for the, well, since the 50s with the 900,000 in Indonesia that were systematically killed by a checklist by the CIA, East Timor, El Salvador, all these places should be able to sue the United States for what they've done to those countries. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, and the same thing with this damn border wall. If they would have spent billions of dollars building schools and stuff, no, that's right, I'll hop off here. But if they would have spent billions of dollars building schools and helping governments out, they wouldn't need a border wall. Have a good day, okay there, Mike?
All right, thanks. We'll be back after these few commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go back to the phones to Bruce in Texas. Bruce, welcome. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike.
Aloha.
Yeah, all right. Hey, first I'm going to touch on that NASA manned vehicle issue. You know, they used ballistic missiles 40 years ago, or whatever it was. Yeah, 40 years ago. They had no problems putting satellites, military satellites, up in space. They still have the Atlas booster, and it's it uses the Russian design, the regenerative rocket that provides about 25% more thrust. Why the heck don't they just use a ballistic missile to put astronauts in orbit, at least to reach the space station? I don't get it.
Wait. The Atlas V is a very useful workhorse for satellites, but the Dragon space capsule, the one that's being built to take the astronauts to the ISS, is much larger and much heavier. And I know a lot of people said, well, why develop a whole new space launch system? Just rebuild more of the Saturn V's. Well, it turns out that all the jigs that were used to build the Saturn V have all been long ago scrapped, and they figured out it would cost just as much to rebuild the Saturn V as it is to develop the space launch system.
Right. Okay, that's understood. Per China, we need to look back at the history of the U.S. Navy. The U.S. Navy has been the long arm of the globalists, the corporations, the the moneyed interest in the United States and in the West, going back almost to its whole history. You know, you need to look at the Philippines and what happened there. And it was a huge genocide that no one ever talks about.
Yes.
And you need to look at Pearl Harbor, and there was foreknowledge. They baited the Japanese into attacking their own base and claimed that it was a surprise attack when they actually knew that the fleet was on the way. You have the Gulf of Tonkin incident. You have the USS Liberty that was papered up. They allowed their own sailors to get killed, you know, as part of a false flag operation. You have over and over again, the commander of an aircraft carrier turned it around on 9/11 after he heard the first plane crash into the World Trade Center without even having orders. Now, that tells me he had some kind of foreknowledge that this operation was already in the bag. And so to the caller in Houston, you know, read General Smedley Butler's paper, War is a Racket.
War is a Racket.
And that's all you need to know. War is a racket. It certainly is. And I'm former Marine Corps. I was in the 1st Recon Battalion, so, you know, I didn't polish, you know, wings or you know, work in the chow hall. Not there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, I'm no peacenik. I believe in defending the United States, but I don't believe in aggression on behalf of moneyed interest. And that's what's going on here. Have you heard of the GOP strategy paper that was put out to all their candidates? It was broken by Politico. It's called the GOP China memo.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you look at Fox News and they're beating the drum. It's all propaganda. All propaganda. And it's just no coincidence that the U.S. military had a contingent in Wuhan, China in October. And they were quartered close to the Wuhan wet market. You know, and then in November, the CDC had a job announcement out, November 15th starting. So it was prepared before then for quarantine managers, high-level GS quarantine managers in about 18 cities in the United States, November 15th. So, come on, we need to keep all this in the mind. We're being lied to again, just like 9/11, just like we have in the past.
Yes.
And that's what I got to say.
All right. Well, Bruce, thank you very much. Thank you much for your military service, because I don't have an issue with the soldiers and sailors and air people. It's just how they're being used by our so-called civilian leadership. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, real quick, Mike, before I talk anything going on in the real world, I just want to give thumbs up to Lenny. He mentioned Sliders. That was last week. Great sci-fi show I used to watch on TV, and I bought the DVDs. Lenny, two thumbs up. All right, Mike. Mike, my source, he's a horse, of course. He told me if this was a bioweapon, we'd all be dead. Nobody would be calling into the show right now.
Yes.
You know, come on, Joe. For Pete's sake, you know, come on, man. Joe is not a warmonger. He calls in with some good stuff. Man, dude, come on. Bioweapon, we got to have to respond. Dude, where are you getting the information from? One America News, Fox News, these, and NBC, CBS, they all have their agendas, but so does the other side. You know, Judge Jeanine, she even has the Wuhan, you know, you know, Tucker Carlson, I like him, but, you know, he also went on about the China. I mean, it's just, none of these people are our friends, guys. Sean Hannity's never coming over for a beer. Trump's never coming over for a beer. Okay, so, I mean, these guys on Fox News, CBS, none of them are your friends. They get paid a lot of money to lie to you. They read off a script, you know. That's what people just don't seem to get. They read off a script. If they won't read off a script, they'll find somebody who will. Okay, so please stop pushing this to China. You're going to attack China. They got a 2-million-man army. You ain't going to attack nothing. Okay, come on now. What, are you going to storm the beaches? I mean, come on, guys. You know, I mean, think about things before you speak. Why would China... Think about this for a second. Mike, you talked about this. Why would China hurt their own economy? They're on top of the world, guys. You know? 85% of the world's manufacturing, I believe, right, Mike? Like, why would they...
Yes.
Ruin... That don't make sense. The only people that would gain is from... Joe, toward the end you said we're an empire that's threatened, okay? That's what it's about. The rules-based international order. That's what Theresa May said, right? The rules-based international order. That's just empire talk. That's talk for empire. And, Joe, you said it. We got the Philippines. I don't want the Philippines. What about it for the Philippine people? What about the Hawaii for the Hawaiian people? You know, isn't that their right to choose not to put puppets in like the last caller said in Argentina and all these other countries? We're an empire in decline. We're trying to protect what we got, like a mafia. I got what I got. I got to protect my turf. That's what this is all about, okay? The virus, is it real? Is it fake? I think it's real. I think it's man-made, natural. You know, it's not man-made. I think it's natural, like the SARS or MERS. Just kind of, it's kind of weird to happen at this particular time when our economy's bad. But, I mean, come on, guys. We got to keep it, like, you guys got to do research. You know, you just can't throw out, it's a bioweapon. You know, they hate us. The Chinese are here and there. I mean, geez, we're squatting all over the world, aren't we, Mike?
Yes, we are.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Iraq was a lie. Libya, Syria, 500,000 people died, 375 to 500,000. And, Mike, 100,000 of those people was Syrian soldiers, which are Sunni. You know,
yes.
So everybody got to keep that in mind. Look at who we funded. And I got to go back to Trump. He put in Mike Pompeo, Gina Haspel, right? Elliot Abrams, the South American guy, right, who's at death squads. Trump gave the white helmets not once but twice $5 million. So we got to keep it in context. Trump put all these people in. Mike Pompeo, the one who's saying all these crazy things. So if Trump's the captain of the ship, then the buck stops with him. Okay?
Yes.
So don't blame the Chinese. Or are the Chinese perfect? No. They want to be empire. Who don't? You know, who don't want to be empire? Mike, if me and you and the rest of the callers, if we had a chance to be on top, we might not say we want to, but it's just like a human behavior. You know, my gang going to be on top. You know, your gang ain't going to. You know, it's just a human nature. It's tribal. You know, but I mean, we got to keep this in perspective. Like, but for the last 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, who's been engaged in all this crap around the world? That's all I got. Well, I want everybody to leave. Think about that. For the last 40 years, 60 years, Joe, you said 200 years. How about 250? You know, all empires come to an end, you know, so now you're going to have to leave with extortion against the Chinese. Yo, you got to give me $3 trillion for my, for the heartache this country's, you know, us and Britain, because, you know, we're the two countries. And by the way, Joe, it started in October, and they knew about it here in October, and they held on to it, like holding on to the last $5 they got in their wallet because they wanted to use it for a rainy day, and that's what I believe. And like Peter Navarro, all these other guys Trump put in, they're all xenophobes, Chinaphobes, and you see what he said the other day. They're going to go after our electrical grid now. So, I mean, it's the same bunch. Trump put in the same bunch of neocons. That's what it comes down to, Mike. Like, but that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good night. Hope Claire's doing good. Say hi. Bye.
She's doing fine. She's doing fine. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. I want to start out by saying just one thing. First, Ryan Dawson has been kicked off the web.
Yes.
And that's worrisome to everybody. Secondly, we don't know who started this. Trump and all the intelligence agencies that said that there were weapons in Iraq and everything else, you know, we don't know it. Look at everything with a very jaundiced eye. And that's the second thing I want to say. But the basic thrust of what I'm calling, Mike, is that took only about 40 seconds. It's I'm looking forward to how we come out of this, Mike, and what kind of society is going to sustain 90 million unemployed, nobody with a pension or a 401k, all their houses underwater. What sort of society can survive 90 million grapes of wrath, the Jode family on the road? Right?
Yes.
And the answer to that is an intensely repressive society. There's no political system that could survive that, that wouldn't be just utterly repressive to keep us down. And that's why you can now be denounced for not having a mask on. You can be denounced for not keeping the right space. You can be denounced for going to a public park or going to church. You can't assemble. It's hard to get your arms around all the people that are surveilling us from Amazon and all the corporations like LinkedIn, Facebook, blah, 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 to the NSA, to the Israelis, to the Five Eyes. Everything we have is completely theirs to take. Nobody protects us from the software malware guys that are just, you know, running crazy. But you can be denounced for being anti-Semitic, for just criticizing Israel. You can be denounced because you want to use your own spending habits and don't want to support, you want to support the BDS movement and don't want to support with your own money buying an Israeli product. You can be denounced by your neighbor or anybody you know or don't know because they think you're a danger and they may think you have a firearm and they can confiscate your firearms. You know, there's so many, we're taking it from so many angles here, and it's getting worse all the time. And I know they must look at it that way, because how else would any political regime survive what's coming? What do you think about that, Mike?
I'm in total agreement here. I mean, this country was messed up long before coronavirus, long before the economic downturn. You could basically see the deterioration. And if you look at how much damage one little virus has caused to the country, shows you it had no internal strength and no resilience whatsoever.
And by the way, Michael, I'm a formerly military-trained nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare qualified officer. And I can tell you that this could easily be, there are bioweapons come in all flavors. Just like you have the 0.5 kiloton nuclear weapon, you also have the 60 megaton Tsar bomb. They come in all, bioweapons come in all flavors. So because it didn't kill everybody, maybe it's a limited one that only meant to kill economies. We don't know what's going on. But I can tell you, you have to look at this stuff with there's no proof of it from anybody. The one caller called about what was going on in Wuhan and the military games, where we've been subsidizing these guys all over the world. They're in Australia, they've admitted, in Africa, they're in Europe, they're in South America. There are all these little labs that we're subsidizing for biowarfare. You just can't trust anything. And they're not going to throw Fort Detrick open to inspection, as we're asking the Chinese to do for Wuhan, which, by the way, of course, we subsidize. But you know, so all that stuff is specious. You need to use your own head with that, and it's instructive that they're heating up in the Gulf of Tonkin, in the South China Sea, and everywhere else. They're asking for reparations, as that one gentleman was talking about. Think of the reparations that we would owe, that other gentleman said. It's exactly right. But there were many things wrong. The economy was crashing or set to crash inevitably. The finance system was going to crash. We had lost our manufacturing and banking ascendancy. And so we have every reason to want to take China down. But we also have every reason not to fight China, because that other guy was right. You know, we mobilized 91 divisions in World War II when we were producing what half the world stuff. Now they're producing 85% of what the world is doing, and they could mobilize 10,000 divisions. I want you to think about that. And half of those divisions could be made up of nothing but high IQ people. They could kick our butts from six ways from Sunday in a conventional war.
I think I sent you the Chinese mainland successfully. It just couldn't be done.
Oh, no, they, Yeah, Bernard Montgomery said there are two rules of war. Never invade Russia, never invade China. Those were the two rules of war. And,
yes.
And we certainly can't. We couldn't do it in the 30s, let alone now. But it's ridiculous. So what? How do we confront them? How do we keep it from slipping from our hands, the superiority and empire and financial and hegemony we've had for years and years? Well, something like this is very viable. There are all these crazies in there that were viable, that were crazy enough to, you know, they'll use it on our own people, just like we marched our people through nuclear blasts. That's it. I'm sorry, Mike. That's it for me. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got two more callers waiting on the line. We'll be back for the last segment of our program after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today here. And before we go back to the phones here, I just want to mention, I have reposted to the main page of whatreallyhappened.com, Mark Twain's The War Prayer. And I would ask all of you, especially Joe, to read that. Mark Twain wrote it in his late years and then left instructions it was not to be published until after his death. That'll tell you how strong it's going to be. All right, back to the phones. Mark in Georgia, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
My brother, I don't know how long it takes to produce, turn down the fan. I don't know how long it takes to produce a peer-reviewed journal article about why the official numbers of the coronavirus pandemic, COVID-1984. But my brother said, well, I want to see a peer-reviewed scientific journal, you know, that I know that it's authentic. And I was like, just because something's peer-reviewed, just because it's in a scientific journal doesn't make it true. You know, since when is truth a democracy? But I was wondering, do you know of a peer-reviewed scientific article that debunks the official numbers?
Not yet, but as you point out, the big scandal of science these days is how many of these so-called peer-reviewed articles are phony. They're full of bad data. And it's kind of hard. There's literally nowhere we can go to get trustworthy information.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that, you know, we're in agreement that truth is not a democracy. If 1,000 liars tell the same lie, that doesn't make it true. A million or even a billion sycophants agree with that lie, doesn't make it any more true. Truth is, it exists.
Look how many people thought the Earth was flat.
Well, or believe that the sun went around the Earth. Either way, I mean, you know, and then it turns out the sun is just another star among billions and billions, and now Carl Sagan knows better after all those years being an atheist. But that's not a, you know, you're more like the guy that I had a conversation with, that he had a button that read, thank God I'm an atheist. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. But, you know, I've got the house cat flu, right?
Yes.
It's contagious, and in another 30 or 40 years, it's going to cause me to die. But in the meantime, I'm putting up with it. But I still need to send you that link for the Simpsons house cat flu where the media got together to plan on what the next big thing to scare everyone with. But like I say, maybe you know somebody who can find that peer-reviewed scientific journal. I don't know how long it takes to produce such things, but the problem is that sometimes you got to get through to people when the government is shoveling out money for a predetermined end, like the androgenic global warming fiasco. When they shovel out money for a particular end, it's kind of like using fish guts for shark repellent. Just shovel out more fish guts. You know, you're gonna get people that are going to, for the sake of funding, are going to go along with whatever brings funds into their whatever. And if it's totally bogus,
called the golden.
You know, I'll send you that link. And if you could find an article like that, I've been trying to say, look, the one thing I've learned in life is that when the media across the board, left and right alike, when they pound on something and pound on something, you need to look at what they're actively avoiding bringing to light, like the fact that after all these years, we still have no disclosure of the evidence given to the Taliban. And I twice lawfully demanded them of Representative Phil Gingrey. He produced not one shred of evidence. Anyway, that's all different subjects.
Yeah.
So,
I got to let you go, Mark. I got to let you go. I'm sorry. I apologize to our remaining two callers. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. We need your help. And thank you to all those who have donated. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.